West Auckland band Park Road have just released their debut album. It's titled The Novel. We caught up with vocalist Tom Chamberlain on release day to get the inside story on how they wrote The Novel. But first, let's hear how these guys got started, going to school together out west.
At the Steiner School out in Titirangi, lots of bush around there, lots of good adventures. But we're kind of, the only musicians in the high school. I think there was 30 people in the whole, through all the year groups of the high school.
Right.
And so there were three people from my class, and then we had our bassist from the class below, and then the drummer from the class below that. And originally we had a guy from Japan on the drums, but he had to go back. And so, and my brother was playing the guitar, and then we had another bassist, but the group Park Road has been together for over 5 years now.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's quite a long time. Did you imagine when this first started coming together that 5 years later you'd still be doing it with these guys?
I guess we were just taking it as it came. We did Rockwest and TK, our drummer, was actually kind of just starting out, and he pretty much learned the drums up for the band, and he was getting pretty busy. He moved to Western Springs, and he was going, all right, after Rockwest, I'm out, and then but I'll do these Rockwest gigs. And then we just kind of kept on getting to the next round, so he was like, well, I guess I have to play the next gig. And then when we got to the national final, I think he was like, okay, actually, yeah, no, I'll stick around for this.
Very good. So music-wise, what kind of holds you guys together? Do you have a common musical background or likes or dislikes, or is it fairly diverse?
It's definitely quite diverse. I enjoy quite a lot of pop music, all kinds, like singer-songwriter kind of, and like alternative pop, and then Carlos likes metal and like ambient kind of crazy Swedish funk as well, and then Angus, our guitarist, is quite into like the 80s kind of classic rock and all of that, and then Leo's into hip-hop, and it all kind of comes together. We struggle to find a cover because everyone wants to do something completely different, and they're like, "Nah, I don't want to do that." But it seems to work when we make music together because everyone kind of has their own part, and it kind of creates what is Park Road.
Got it. So, what is Park Road? It sounds like you guys are a collaborative band that works together. Just from hearing you talk about how the musical divergencies come together. So how do you guys look at it?
It kind of, the process always seems to change, but it's definitely like we try a lot of it comes from like jams from band practice where everyone will just be jamming and we'll have the iPhone voice memo going and then we'll come up with like a hook or something, and then the idea was cool. And then sometimes we've done some studio like writing sessions. I guess like we try like get everyone's input on it. Everyone sprinkle their own magic on the.
Right. So the album is called The Novel, and it's out today. So that's pretty. So other than talking to me, what else are you going to be doing? You got plans for tonight? What's up?
We're going to do a show at the Alan Melville Center that goes to BFM at 6, which will be fun.
Oh, cool.
And then after that, probably just do a bit of celebrating. I think that's important. Sometimes I forget to do that. I just on to the next set. But I think that'll be cool. It's all super full on at the moment with going to Australia on Thursday.
Oh yeah, that's big time.
For 20 days, we're gonna play 7 shows over there. Opening for the Ryans, a
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yep, because you've been over there before and played, right?
Yeah, we went over there for South by Southwest, and that was mainly showcase kind of events, gigs where it was like industry people. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing to some
Some real people.
yeah, you could put it that way.
Okay. So like I said, the album is called The Novel. There's a song called The Novel. Is there a reason why you chose that to represent the whole thing?
Sitting under the sunlight, try to get a moment of peace. I'm looking at the spot in between your cheeks, where freckles are free. Falling into bottles of barley, talking out late in the lobby. Something about the stars in the darkness, feel like it's the end of the world, she said.
Yeah, it was, I made the song, or well, I was coming up with the song. I just had the first few lyrics, I think. It was like one foot in front of another, cracked pavement, and I want to feel like I'm out of a novel where I get the girl and we cause some trouble. And then, we just kind of were writing that song, and then someone pointed out that like our last EP was called Stupid Stories, and novel.
Right.
Seemed like the perfect
There you go.
continuation from that, and the song just feels like kind of like the heart of the album as well, which is cool. It was a song that was originally like full band sound of drums and stuff, but it just wasn't quite like sitting right. So Leo, our guitarist and vocalist as well, stripped everything back and just kind of put all his production magic on it, and yeah, at the end it all comes together with the band. But yeah,
right, cool. And speaking of production, you got a guy named Josh Edmonds who works with you as well. Who is he, and what does he do?
He's kind of been like a big brother to us throughout this process. He's such an awesome guy. He's we've recorded the album with him in his home studio in Grey Lynn, and yeah, it's just he's put in so much hours, and like we stayed up super late, and just like it feels like, yeah, he's just been almost like a mentor and awesome production. Just
what have you learned from your mentor?
I think he's just like, you know, like told us inevitably, if you just keep on going, then that's you know, a way that you, if you don't, you know, like you just gotta like be consistent. And I think it's just anytime we have like any like concerns or even stuff with business, he's kind of been through it. He was in a band 10 years older than us, and
all right,
just kind of, yeah, and again, just amazing production skills, and including, yeah, helping out with production with Leo and Carlos and our band, who
right
getting
really
so
yeah, it
into
looks
that.
Like everybody takes a hand at kind of helping out with production. So
yeah, there's about five songs that Leo
yeah.
and Carlos have like started the production for, and then a lot of that's still in the final track, and kind of
right.
Josh will record the vocals and add his special, his magic as well.
And one of the Leo tracks is Call Me Up, which is a relatively recent single, which is one you've done a video for as well. So what kind of made that one stand out for you guys that you wanted to promote it like that?
Do you dancing found in your bedroom? You get the feeling.
Came in last. It was the last song that came in for the album, and it was one that kind of felt like, I think we were definitely in quite like a sad time in general for the band making the album, and it felt like we didn't have that kind of like fun pop song. And then Call Me Up felt like that, and just Leo was doing some production in the Studio B, and Carlos and I came in and we were like dancing around, and we were like, yo, this is sick. And then I think Carlos started singing, he started singing, bring it back, instead of Call Me Up. And then I had, I had the melody for the verse. Like, I think I had like, just like wanted that feeling of like, you're getting ready for a night out and you're just like hanging out with your friends and like that feeling, which I really love. And then, yeah, I just, the music video, just sat down in the morning one time and filmed it all around where I live. Figured out a way. I was like, okay, if I use this location and this location, these friends for like the stars of it, and put in an Easter egg for every every song in the album, so there's like a reference to.
Oh, so there are little
yeah,
telltale thingies so, throughout.
So now, if you watch it now with the album being out, you can see there's like one where Angus is holding a book, which I painted painted the album artwork, and it says the novel on it, and then there's one for everything. Some of it gets a bit random, but yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Very good. So for you guys, when you're out in front of a crowd now, and like you're going to Australia and then you're coming back here, I think, in July and August to play. So what for you, how is that a different experience than creating amongst yourselves? It's obviously a very different experience. Do you get much interaction with fans and things like that?
Yeah, it's definitely like a really like, I've kind of haven't played a live show in a while, which has been nice. But I'm really looking forward to doing it. I think it's one of my favorite parts of it. We just can like, bring the song to life in a whole different way. And I think that's something that we've grown up playing heaps and heaps of gigs, so that's kind of where our heart is quite a lot in the live shows. And yeah, I think just it'd be cool as to do the Australian tour and then the New Zealand tour as well, and see who's gonna come out and who's listening, and just like seeing their faces and connecting is definitely like, yeah, up there with one of the best feelings that I've experienced.
Cool. And while you're out at a country, are you going to be releasing any more videos or singles or anything like that from the record?
I think we'll just probably be doing a bit of like a tour diary, maybe in Australia.
Oh, cool. Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
That's kind of it for the album. We do we're talking potentially about, there's a few songs that didn't make it on the album, so maybe we might release like a deluxe later on. Yeah, I think we'll just focus on the tour, and we've got a bit of downtime, so we might see if we can get like a writing session or something over there in Australia. But yeah, album two, I guess, is it's time to start writing.
No pressure, right?
Yeah.
Day of release of album one, and here we're talking about album two.
Yeah. Well, it's been finished for a while, so we've been been busy doing some writing and stuff.
Right. And do you react well to pressure?
Sometimes. I think I kind of need a deadline, so I think I'm quite like resilient, where I can just keep on going. But yeah, something I'm definitely getting more used to, just learning to breathe, and then also just kind of take it as it comes rather than worrying talking about. Yeah.
So does it feel like a job, or is it fun, or is it kind of somewhere in between?
There's different parts. Yeah. The promoting the music side of things is a really interesting thing, because it's like such a different kind of thing with social media and stuff. Sometimes I find that it's, you know, in sync, you've got stuff to talk about that's cool, and sometimes it's like, oh, I'll be up to like 1 a.m. trying to figure out like something to put up and be consistent.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that the other thing is like, everyone's like, just be yourself. And then you're like, okay, like, what is that like when you're so in it? But yeah, taking a step back and kind of, yeah, relax and kind of just trying to be present, I think has been the biggest one for me. Just right. Everything well. Flows so much better as well when I'm like that.
Excellent. Well, looks like you're going with the flow today. Having a fairly mellow day for. Are you seeing the rest of the band though later on today?
Yeah. We'll all be there at the BFM.
Oh, that's right, at the BFM thing. So yeah, you will see them there for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All righty. Very good. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with the record, with the tour in Australia, and we'll see you back on the other side here in July, I guess. Right.
Yep. Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much for having.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers, Marty. Yeah.